You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. The swallows are here. Yes, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Woohoo, day after Thanksgiving.
Are you still stuffed?
No.
No.
But I don't feel very good today.
No, you don't.
Nah. But whatever.
You want to talk about
and
that?
Upwards. Talk about me?
Why you don't feel good?
I don't know why.
What's going on?
I don't know. I feel sad.
I know. Why?
I don't know why.
We went from Thanksgiving to sad.
I know. I think Thanksgiving made me sad.
Because the kids weren't here?
Maybe. Patrick was here.
Yeah?
No Ariel.
No Ariel. And you're sad because she just had a yam?
Yes.
I saw her photo of her sad little yam. She didn't even have marshmallow on there.
Nope. Didn't even look like brown sugar.
Was she eating it off of some sort of little elementary school meal tray?
Obviously.
That's kind of what it was.
Obviously.
Well, don't be
sad.
I
don't know what my deal is. I've just felt very sad today.
Yeah. And I had to work, so I couldn't even be with you.
That's okay.
You had to be sad all alone.
That's the worst.
I know.
That's the worst, to be sad all alone.
And then I was at work.
I don't know what my deal is. I feel very sensitive today. Yeah. Even like
more
videos
so.
On Facebook are getting to me today. Yeah. I don't know why. We had a great day yesterday. Everyone came over here and we had wonderful food and we had wonderful company.
Oh my gosh.
It's so much fun.
We were reminded of that we actually do have a really good friend.
Right.
You know, or two.
Right, a couple. Even though today I don't feel like it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's maybe something to remember.
Yeah, because today I don't feel like we have any friends.
Yeah, well, those days come and go, I think.
I know.
As adults, it's hard to have friends.
Yeah.
Because we're adults, but we still want to have, like, friends, you know? Like you had when you were a kid, friends, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
I don't know. I just feel like...
The whole friend thing is really hard for me.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah, me too. You're my friend.
You are my friend. And that's all that matters to me. As long as I got you as my friend.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sure
you
glad
know what?
I have you.
I'm locked in.
Yeah. But I just feel a little down today.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the food...
Oh, turkey does that.
My nose hurts.
Your nose hurts.
Yeah.
I punched her in the nose.
No, he didn't.
You got a cut on your nose and it hurts.
I don't know what's going on with it.
Cuts hurt.
Bumming me out.
Yeah.
We have fun things to do today, too. And I just, I'm struggling.
And we both got brand new pairs of boots.
Right.
You bought me boots.
I hate shopping.
I hate shopping, but you.
And I went out today to find a pair of winter boots, which I did. Thank you, Jesus, because I hate shopping.
Hallelujah.
And I found Sean an awesome new pair of shoes.
Yeah, because I'm getting into grown-up shoes.
Yes, you are. Moving out of Crocs, just temporarily.
Sometimes you have opportunities where you should wear, you know, regular shoes.
Yeah,
and
real shoes.
I'm feeling like those opportunities are right in front of us.
A foot. You're great.
I love it. You're great.
I don't know. I just feel sad. I miss my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You miss your sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
I got that.
But a couple of them.
Yeah. The ones that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So I think that is bothering me.
And I could see why then Thanksgiving is what made you kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. You want me to get you Kleenex? Don't use your shirt.
I can use my shirt.
No shirt.
But, I don't know. You just don't understand sometimes, right?
Right.
Don't understand life sometimes. And then you think that you surround yourself with these, like, a group of people or other people. And then you find out they're just talking about you behind your back. They're just talking about you, spreading their own rumors that they make up themselves, right?
Well, and when it comes to us, I guess it's easy to make up rumors.
Oh, they make up such elaborate rumors. Such elaborate rumors, man. And I just don't even understand it. Because we choose to live our life the way we like to live it.
Yeah.
Then people just go to the rumor mill. And it's like gossip is a thing. Like, it's everybody gossips. You know that. Everybody knows that.
It's just like everybody poops.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
But then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's struggling.
Yeah.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle.
Frustrating.
Yeah. And then people just assume shit about you, right? Like, oh.
Yeah.
You're in this situation right now. Let me throw you a bone.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm going to do you a favor because I think you're pathetic.
That's what it feels like
sometimes. And I feel very angry about that.
Yeah, I know in which you're speaking.
Because I don't need your fucking handouts.
No,
we're fine. I don't need shit from you. I don't need you.
Maybe we forgot. Maybe people have forgot that we are blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
Beyond this world's comprehension and material things.
Yeah. It's not my fault that I'm...
We don't need fancy dinners.
I'm favored more than you are.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Not my fault.
You know? But the last thing I need you to do is act like you're better than me. Because I don't act like I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. And if you want to act like you're better than me, then we just don't need to hang out.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I'm feeling emotional today.
You got a lot going on in your brain.
About people. Like. And we got to people more.
We're doing a lot of peopling later today.
Yeah.
But and that's so fun.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Get out, strangers. Come and see us. Let's just take a minute to talk about that. There's an opportunity for you to come and see Shayna and I, and we're going to give you something. We're going to give you a hot cocoa.
Or cider.
Or a cider. Mm-hmm. Or just a smile.
Or a handshake.
Hug. A picture. If you need a hug, come and get a hug and a picture with Sean and Shayna tonight.
Maybe give me a hug.
Shayna needs
a hug.
Come hug Shayna tonight. Yes.
So I need a hug.
We're going to be in downtown Littleton, right off of Biga Park, which is on
Rio Grande and Main Street, pretty much.
The very east side of Main Street, right?
Yeah.
Right off of the railroad tracks.
What is that street right there?
Rio Grande.
No, no. I know Rio Grande is up here, but and then there
the very next one?
Where Grand Central Restaurant is on the corner right there. And then that next one. That's not Sycamore. That's...
Sycamore.
Are you sure?
Positive. We lived on it. Twice.
I don't
I did. It's the only street between Prince and Rio Grande is Sycamore. There where Ned Kelly's is, you take a ride at Ned Kelly's,
Ned
you go
Kelly's.
Straight down. The very next street after that is Powers,
going east and west. Yeah, yeah.
But the next north and south traveling street after Rio Grande is Sycamore.
I thought there was one more.
No, there's just that one. There's that sweet alley that you can take.
Right.
But it looks like a street. And what's cool is sometimes when they do the block party, they put a stage in there. Anyways,
it
I digress.
It is Sycamore.
So right there on the east side of Main Street, across the street from Grand Central, Ned Kelly's is right there. We are going to be there with the Western Welcome Week crew, handing out cider and hot cocos for the candlelight walk. Because tonight, we're going to light candles, we're going to hang out in the cold-ass weather. And
that's why I bought the boots.
That's why we bought new boots. And we're going to... Santa's coming!
I know him!
And I'm kicking around the idea of dressing like the elf.
Well, that's up to you. I have to dress like I am in the Arctic.
You're going to dress like an Eskimo.
I prefer 71 degrees.
So that starts at 5 p.m.
Yeah,
so it'll
be fun.
Come and see us tonight. It's Friday. Bring the family. Bring the kids. Bring your grandma and grandpa.
It's pretty fun.
It is amazing.
Like,
you're anywhere near Littleton, the lighting of the lights.
I know that. Santa. What is that New Mexican restaurant that used to be Merle's?
Lucinda's? Luciala.
No, not Lucinda. La, 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 la. Anyways, they do $2 tacos. But they're doing something special tonight. And then Bradford Autos always gives out candy canes.
Yep.
And they sell candles.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, they're like a dollar or something, 50 cents a dollar or something like that.
Right, right.
And then they turn out all the lights. We light all our candles. And we wait for Santa to come down the road, and then the lights light up as he comes through.
It's really nice, you know, and it's as he comes down the street on his sleigh, and he's waving and everything, all the Christmas lights lined up.
Yeah, light up as he comes by.
In procession.
That's pretty neat,
right?
That they do
it
that.
Is neat, you know, so it's worth coming down and seeing the lighting of the lights in downtown Littleton, and then come to all the way to the east side.
And see us.
And see Shayna and I, and give Shayna a hug.
I won't be emotional tonight. Well, maybe.
Adelitas.
Adelitas. There you go.
Adelitas.
Yeah. So it's going to be really fun down
there. They have that Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Too, and their tacos are delicious.
That's a bomb. Adelitas. It's right on the corner of Curtis.
Yep. Come and donate money to Western Welcome Week.
Please.
Because we need help.
We need to stay strong. We're getting into our 90th years.
This is our 93rd, I think.
I know. We need
maybe 96.
We got to make it to 100.
Yeah.
We got to make it to 100.
And the only way we can do that is by donations because we're a nonprofit.
That's it.
So
come and donate.
Mail a check in.
Mail us a check. Just, not us. No. Western Welcome Week.
Sure, mail us one.
Well,
too. Yeah.
We'll give it to Western Welcome Week.
Well, you could just mail us one as well.
Mail two. And a portion of both will go to Western
Welcome. Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of good people. And I'm sorry you're having a down day, but I totally understand. I mean, yesterday we talked quite a lot about your family.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we're all so close and yet you guys are so distant. And I think that that's come up quite a bit this week. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay fine. To miss them. And I want to believe that they're missing you.
I don't think
at least one or maybe one or two of them missing you. You know what I mean? And so
I don't even think any of the four of them actually ever liked me. Mm. So how could they ever actually miss you?
Well, I'm sure they do. Because you're the greatest. And that's why they miss you.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking all the things you could make for them.
That's it. That's all anyone does. That's all anyone does when they think of me.
Yeah.
When they think of Shayna, they think, how can I use her to my own benefit? That's how I feel today.
Yeah.
That's how I feel today.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel tired.
Right. Maybe we need a nap.
I'm taking one.
We're taking a nap. We're doing it.
Taking a nap.
I'm going to
have a hot toddy. I'm going to take a nap.
You didn't get to nap yesterday because you're working. Making and cooking and cleaning.
But I love that.
Pie.
I loved yesterday.
It was wonderful, but you didn't get to rest.
We had wonderful guests over. I love my parents so much.
They're so great. They sure do like you.
Man, they like us both a lot.
They do. They like us together.
Yeah.
I think our marriage reminds them of their marriage, maybe. And they've been married, 80, 90 years?
Yeah. 56.
Woo.
My mom said, and
I remember their 36th when we met.
She said 57 because they dated for 1 year. They had 57 Thanksgivings together.
Holy crap.
That's
amazing.
We had 20. I know.
We're at 20. That's pretty good.
They're super proud of us. You know what I think, too, they like is that we like each other so much.
Yeah.
I think that's what they really like is how much we like each other.
Well, they're the only ones that see all the other marriages and the other relationships.
Right.
We don't see them anymore.
No.
We haven't seen any of them in 10 years almost, especially in situations.
Yeah.
So they are really the ones that judge, I guess.
You know, it's lame. I threw my sister her 25th wedding anniversary.
I know.
And now she runs out of my store when she comes in and sees that I'm working this season.
Yeah.
She came in and she left. Just to not talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's okay. Do you want to stop?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm just sad.
I understand.
I'm just sad today. I try so hard. And then you just feel like it's for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You try to be forgiving. You try to take accountability, right? You try to do all these things, but yet you don't, you can't ever fix it. You can't ever move on. And I know all of that. And I tell everybody I know that, right?
Right.
But some days it just feels heavier than others.
Yeah.
And today I'm just feeling heavy. Just feeling heavy. I'm missing things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think I realized that today. Like, I'm missing things in me. I'm missing me. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, You just do life. I'm shopping today, right. And it's like, I don't even know what kind of shoes I want to buy, because yeah. I don't even know what I want to look like.
Because you've forgotten, because you're so busy momming it and being it.
And taking care of everybody else. Yeah. Everybody else except myself, you know, everybody.
Right, everybody.
Everybody. And what do those people think? What does everybody think? They don't. Right? That's how come you end up in this situation, is because they don't actually think about you. They just think about what they need from you in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then there you are, all sad, standing in JCPenney's by yourself, thinking about how you helped everybody else, but no one's even there to buy shoes with
you. Don't even have a friend to shop with.
Right. Just feeling bummed today.
Yeah.
That's all those dumb rich kids there just have money. They don't even know what they have. They don't even know how good their life is. Be able to walk around and just buy whatever they want on mommy and daddy's money.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't even get it. And it's like, man, you're taking so much for granted. So much for granted. Yeah. I don't know. Very reflective.
That's good. That's
sensitive good. Day for That's me okay. today.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And my nose hurts so bad.
And your nose hurts. And that doesn't help.
And now I'm crying, which is not helping my nose feel better.
It's not. Stop it.
Anyways, that's all. That's how I feel today. Okay. It's going to get better.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be good. Maybe you just need to get this good cry out.
Right.
And just kind of get it out, talk it out, and, you know, release it.
At that right. point.
Because that's what's important.
I've been trying to do that all morning, right? Like... I was so upset after I left the store, and I just sat in the car, and it's like, okay, like, well, name this emotion, name this feeling, name what's happening right now, and I just can't. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Well, you don't have to name it. You can just kind of let the emotion wash over you, flood over you, experience it, and then kind of deal with it as it happens.
Yeah, that's don't what I've been doing. It. But,
you know, there's a lot going on in our life.
Golly.
There's a lot of reasons to feel stressed and to feel, there's a lot of reasons to feel discouraged.
Yeah.
Okay? You know? But we're just, this is just your day.
Yeah.
I had mine a few days ago, remember?
Yeah.
This is just your day.
I do.
And, but the good outweighs the bad and the...
Happy outweighs the sad.
Well, no, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say something else, you know, that was going to be pretty profound and impactful. So insert that there.
Yeah.
You know?
Just sometimes I struggle.
Yes.
Maybe nobody knows that.
No.
Maybe I pretend real well.
Yeah.
People don't ever see me struggle.
No.
I don't ever let them see me struggle.
Nope.
Can't trust them.
No.
So why would you let them?
And there are people in your life that are causing some struggle.
Yeah.
Some contemplation of where we all lie in our, I don't know how we line up in this social line that we're in.
Right.
And who should be in the line and who should not.
I don't want to be in the line.
And where are people that are like us?
Right. I don't think there are people like us. That's my conclusion I'm coming to.
Well, you're not far off. I mean, it seems like we try to hang out with a lot of people, but...
We do hang out with a lot of people.
They're all just different. Like snowflakes. Not like snowflakes. That was a bad word.
Yeah, it's
like sand. Like sand in the hourglass. There's sand a lot.
Through the hourglass.
Lots and These lots of people, of personalities, lives. And none are the same. No two pieces of sand are the same shape.
Yeah.
I can't verify that, but it sounds logical.
Sounds logical. I don't know. Anyways, moving on.
You want to get back to that super fun tree lighting thing we're going to do, or you want to just move on from there?
No, no, the tree lighting will be fun. It'll be fun. That'll be exciting. It'll be fun. I feel much better now that I have boots.
Good. And it got me boots.
I know. It got you some sexy boots.
These are boots I would never have bought ever
I know.
In my life.
They're super sexy. They look great on you.
They're so shiny.
Yeah.
They're like a shiny boot. They're not patent leather. No. I haven't graduated to patent leather yet. That's for proms and weddings.
Or award ceremonies.
Oh, man, I hope I get patent leather
soon. I better go get some soon.
I want to get an award.
You're
going to
have awards in your life.
I am.
Yeah, they're coming soon.
Got new adventures.
New adventures.
All kinds of stuff. We're going to space, baby.
That's right.
I was talking to Elon the other day.
Yeah.
Him and I were talking about opening up new horizons and stepping into to positions that are larger than yourself. Because you can't grow into a position that's equally or the same as what you've always done.
That's a lateral move.
That's not growth.
Nope.
That's stagnancy. You got to grow into a bigger, better position that's probably out of your league. But you know what, Elon? I appreciate your advice for the other day, and that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
You got to dress for the position that you want. You got to act according to the position in which you want.
But don't be a dickhead.
Well, don't be Kanye.
We know a lot of dickheads.
We do. Don't be a cocky.
You know what?
Be real.
Dickheads aren't attractive with just that one eye.
Nobody wants to look into the eye. Weird analogy that made me think of a dickhead. I appreciate it. Just
it made me laugh.
Led me right down the path. I saw it. It's that one eye.
You know, it's not a good looking dickhead either. It's that one you feel bad for, the poor guy.
Like, wow, did he get stuck in a car door? You know, we've all seen that guy whose thumb got slammed in a door.
You lose your nail.
You lose your nail. Oh, my. Yes. Exactly. Anyway, so these shoes are the beginning of my power wardrobe.
That's right. No dickhead there.
For the next thing.
Absolutely.
No, beautiful confidence.
Absolutely.
That's the thing
beautiful
that
confidence.
Like. Assuredness of who you are. Just
right.
Knowing yourself.
Knowing yourself.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, man.
I felt like maybe that was part of my issue today.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not knowing myself the way I should. Mm-hmm. So that's got to change.
It's got to change.
Right away.
You've been wearing a lot of different labels and stuff over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And now we're in this position, the two of us, where you can shed and create and be whatever you want, any of your labels. You're still mom. That's always going to be there.
My mom struggled yesterday.
You know?
Because we took all the food. She didn't have to cook anything.
Right.
And that's what she said. I struggled because I didn't have anything to do.
Oh, really? All morning? That's why she kept calling.
Uh-huh. She said she laid in bed, and her and Dad just laid in bed and watched TV and movies. And she said that was weird for her.
Wow. See? Yeah. So don't wait until you're your mom's age to start changing.
Right.
That's the lesson right there.
Or be open to the change,
or be
right?
open and accept the change. Because they should have got their butts up early and went and had a breakfast.
Went somewhere.
Went and took a drive at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that. The weather was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that you can do, but we don't.
They enjoyed their day, their morning.
But if you don't practice it.
Right. It feels weird.
If you don't practice it, then we don't know how to do it.
And it feels weird.
And absolutely. So we didn't do enough practicing.
No.
Maybe. Because now we're in this place where it's time to find a new identity.
Right.
If I'm not wearing a tie-dye, what am I wearing?
A new shirt.
Yeah. Well, is it a tie-dye shirt?
No.
You know what I mean? It's
I do.
Like I was
do.
Saying last night when you asked me about shoes. I can't pick out a pair of shoes.
Right.
That lady from Crocs needs to send me one. And then I'll wear a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I have not picked out my own pair of shoes in years.
Yeah. It's a weird place we're in right now.
Including today.
Including today.
You brought me these shoes.
And those are by far some sweet. Of the best shoes you've ever had.
They're sexy, man. They're like a high boot.
Yeah, I've never had ankle any. Boot.
An ankle boot. A man ankle boot. I've never had one.
They're nice.
They're black.
You could dress them up. You could dress them down.
Oh, they got a little thing. You put your finger in there to pull them on.
Ours don't come.
Why come those? Lady boots don't have those?
I don't know. I wish they did.
Interesting.
They have memory foam in them, too.
I know. I can feel them when I was walking around. I took them outside and put them in the snow.
Oh, good.
They got wet. Ah. Yeah, that was nice. I didn't get wet good. Inside.
That's
the
really
The tongue goes all the way up.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's one of those, you could go this deep in this boot kind of a tongue. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You can only go this deep. Yeah. So I'm excited about them.
Good. Well,
I can't wait to see him with a pair of dark jeans.
I know.
I'm wearing these light gray jeans right now.
Yeah. The dark ones are going to be super sexy.
I don't think I can trust wearing them tonight, though. It's going to be chilly.
No, it's going to be cold.
Plus, someone might step on my toe and scuff them. That's another thing I'm worried about with these shiny shoes.
Yeah.
Scuffing. Scuffalicious.
Yeah.
Thanks for the new shoes.
You're welcome, babe.
I like them.
I like you looking good.
I like you liking me looking good.
I know.
It's good stuff.
But all right, we have anyways,
other stuff.
Move on.
Stop being
girly. Yes, that's what they say, right?
That's what they say about us. We still have one.
Oh, right.
Singular tree permit.
Yeah, we do.
And that's like this Saturday. Not tomorrow. Next Saturday.
So we need to know by Monday.
We need to have a plan.
Who the other person is.
We need to make that choice. We got Barbara. We got Brad. Now, I have received one email.
One other one so far.
And boy, it was loaded.
We should give it the weekend.
It was loaded.
If you want to come and cut down a Christmas tree with us, if you've never had one, if you have a great story why you should have this permit, you need to email us everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com and let us know.
Yeah, right now, Jennifer, she included a letter and a photo of the family just to pull at the heartstrings.
So we're going to go until Monday. On Monday, we'll decide if it's going to be Jennifer or if somebody else.
Now, we want to warn everyone that you might not all win. Okay? Only one person.
We only have one more permit.
Yeah. This is a nice-looking family here.
Very nice.
They wear a lot of blue.
I love blue.
I'm a blue fan as well.
So, anyways.
We'll also, it's going to be super fun. And I don't know if you got a permit. If you bought a permit, then we'll also have all of our plans. We'll let everybody know what that's going to be.
Yeah, where we're going to go, where we're going to meet. Because I think we should take the camp stove and maybe do some hot chocolate up there.
For sure. Yeah.
You know?
We should make a day
of
it.
It's going to be snowing. Well, it's usually a morning. We usually go up early.
Well, it'll be a morning of it. That's a good point.
Yeah, and then you have the rest of the day to do whatever. But I thought that'd be fun to take up our camp stove and our percolator. And
it's super fun.
Maybe make some hot chocolate and some coffee or something.
Yep. Totally.
Be fun, right?
For sure. And if you have something you want to bring, you got your little stove. You know what I mean? It's like it's a...
Yeah, and then we'll find a place and we'll hang out.
Yeah,
if you want to caravan with us, let us know. Reach out to us and let us know so that we can tell you where we're meeting up at and so you can meet up with us.
All right. I can tell you right now it's going to be cold for sure.
Yeah. And it's supposed to snow more.
Yeah.
In between now and then.
I'm trying to look
it up. So this is going to make it interesting. All I can envision in my head is Christmas Vacation where they walk all the way out there. Isn't it a beautiful tree, Audrey?
Yeah.
She'll look at it later. Her eyes are frozen.
Yeah. So we're looking at 9 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking out 10 days from now. It just says partly cloudy, but 9 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Littleton. So you figure when we start heading west, it's going to drop down to 5.
You know what? You got a 50-50 chance. It can be nicer up there or it can be colder up there.
Well, it's going to be semi-sunny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be in the sun and they just come with tall boots. Good gloves, and a saw.
And a saw.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of
fun.
Don't
be Clark Griswold and have to dig it out with your bare hands.
I just think that it's one of those things that you do that you never forget. I remember every tree we've taken. I remember when we went one time without the boy and just took the girl
we
and
took
her
boyfriend
up there.
That guy.
that guy.
Remember that guy.
It is a little weird because normally by now our house would be all decked out with Christmas.
Yeah. And
so I was thinking about, I was talking about that this
morning. Late this year.
So late.
That bummed me out too.
Why?
Because I wanted to decorate today.
Oh, right, but you couldn't.
I didn't
feel. You just didn't feel it. And so that made you sad because you didn't even feel it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know, it's not like
me. Piling on.
Yeah.
We need to get you out of the house.
Get me out of here.
Well, let's get you into bed.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap. Then we'll go do it tonight, and that will be fun.
Yeah.
And then maybe tomorrow we'll go to the hot springs.
Ooh, a little road trip out of town. Quick one-day out-of-town trip.
Yeah.
Those are always good to do.
Yeah.
It's always good to just take a quick trip out of town.
It's refuel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anyone.
We have a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. We've got a lot of great guests.
Yeah.
Jackie's coming back in. We've got a couple coming in on the 13th.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be an interesting day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be wonderful. If it's going to be fun.
They're going to be fun. Those are the kind of newly swingers.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so right. We'll still got their adventures are.
They still have their bows on.
No one's pulled their battery tab yet.
That's right. And then December's just going to be a Christmas month of love and Christmas.
Yes.
You know?
We'll get some more guests on all.
There'll be a lot. What, Santa's coming?
Oh, Santa.
Santa's coming to be on the podcast.
That'd be great.
Yep, the third week. I already talked to him. I worked it out. Master Elf.
I didn't hear about this.
Well,
I'm actually an elf.
I know, but I talked to the master elf.
Yeah, I know him too.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't hear about it.
Well, him and I are chums.
Hmm.
Yeah, we sit around the gum. We hang out around the gumballs.
I know you like balls.
I like gumballs. I do like those gummy balls. What are those things called that you put on top of the gingerbread house? They're like the little triangles. They kind of look like a thimble, and they're
gumdrops.
Gumdrops, not gumballs. That's
gum
the ones
drops.
That you chew and blow bubbles.
Right.
I can't use. I don't do those.
No, you hate gum.
I hate gum. I hate gum.
Well, there's still time to get on the Christmas card list.
Christmas card list is also
here. Send us
here.
Your address.
Yeah.
We'll send you a Christmas card.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. Yep. Please become a patron as well.
Yeah.
We've still got a lot of socks we're going to give away to our patrons. Oh, you know what? I did the thing. I put my music up.
Oh.
I did. Yeah. So what I did for our patrons.
You did.
I put up and recorded a special little Christmas medley of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So they're the traditional Christmas songs that I really like.
Did you put any of your own in there?
I did.
The ones you wrote?
I did.
Oh, let's hear it.
I put my originals.
Your originals.
My original Christmas songs. Believe it or not, I do write Christmas music as well.
Sean writes all music.
I do. I'll write any kind of music.
You're a good music writer.
Yeah, you are a good music
listener.
You're
a good songwriter.
I am. Let's see what this says.
Laying in that manger so small. The wise men came and the
this is my original.
Shepherds arrived to see God's son become man. All of heaven applauded and the angels sang the praises of God's own son. The first gifts of Christmas were given that day. Peace, grace, and love. Peace, grace, and love.
I love hearing you sing.
That song affects me.
Me too.
Every time I hear
this
it.
This is not helping me not cry.
No, I'm crying. That song made me cry, and I wrote the damn thing. I had a really hard time recording it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stop crying. Because when I wrote it, it was a very emotional time, and it was a Christmas time. We were trying to have a baby.
We tried so hard.
No, come on. We're talking about all the wrong shit here. I was going to tell you about the commercial that I watched today. It aired yesterday during the Macy's Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about E.T. and Elliot.
Oh, and they're grown up.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like 4.5 minutes. I watched it today. I read about it because I love E.T. I'm so E.T. Pro E.T. I'm going to get an E.T. tattoo.
No,
I'm not. And it was just this great little story. Like, E.T. came back.
Yeah.
And he showed up at Elliot's house, but Elliot's kids found him.
Right.
Yeah, it was very cool. But then when Elliot saw him, he was so excited. He just runs over and hugs him. And E.T. puts his weird little alien hands and hugs him. He's like, Elliot.
And that commercial made you cry?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I cried. I cried every time I watched that movie.
Me too.
Every
single time. That's why I can't watch it anymore.
Elliot!
I feel so bad. And now I know what's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm just, it makes me mad.
Oh, yeah, you're crying from the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's when I developed my crush from Drew Barrymore. And so I consider it very near and dear to my heart. Anyways, what in the hell are we talking about?
I don't know.
I recorded a song, some Christmas songs, and if you would like to, you can purchase that little collection of songs on its own, or you could be a patron and join with us on a monthly basis, $1 a month, $10 a month, $1,000 a month.
$5
and a those month. Are special little gem episodes, that things you that you're going to get only as a patron, unless you want to pay extra for it. And it's this is song is one of the songs that I wrote. It's an original song here. And there's a couple traditional songs on there, yeah. Ones you love. It's just me and my guitar. I recorded them right here in this studio.
Yep.
And I'd love for you to share them with you, but yeah. I'd love for you to be a patron and be a patron with us.
Absolutely.
So hit that little reward button on there, and that'll take you right to it. And then, boom, you're going to have access to these patron episodes.
Or just buy it.
Or just buy it. Dude, that's fine, too. Whatever. And then you can cry.
And like share it with everyone on Christmas.
That's right. And share it with everyone on Christmas. All right, I think that was enough of that. I was a rabbit hole of weeping.
Well, that's a good thing. That's how I started this show.
Apologize for that. Holy shit, no.
Sometimes you get to see our real emotions on this show.
These are the kind of podcasts that we said we weren't going to do, though.
Oh, no, we said we would sometimes.
Well, I feel like I said that I would rather not.
Oh, well. Sorry.
Oh, well. Okay, well, where'd you go?
That.
You getting some crackers? All right, it's hot toddy time.
It's hot toddy time.
That's how we're going to have some hot toddies because we're wiped out from Thanksgiving. And
I'm chilled.
And I worked today, which took brain power.
Brain power.
Mind power. And we're going to think about all you guys.
I have
think
mind
positive
control.
Thoughts towards us, and we're going to think positive thoughts for you guys. We love all of you.
We love all of you. And... are we done?
No, I just was giving us a little music.
Be nice when you're out there Black Friday shopping.
Oh my gosh, don't be rude. Don't be rude.
And think about the people who are working that place.
You know, I was thinking about
don't
that this
don't trash the stores.
If you pull a shirt off and you don't like it, don't do like me. Don't ball it up.
No, hang it back up.
Try to fold it and put it back on the stinking rack where you got it.
And if you see an old lady in front of you, don't cut her off. Don't try to just hurry around her.
No.
Just have a little respect.
For patience.
For impatience, yes.
It's difficult out there, though. I mean, right now, we're all so selfish and self-minded and then our phones and like focused. I got to get this shirt. And then what, this old lady's trying to write a goddamn check at JCPenney. What in the hell? You know what I mean? It is irritating. It can be. I'm the worst. I admit that I am the worst.
Well, maybe sometimes there's a language barrier.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Just take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Everyone deserves to Black
Friday. Put a nice smile on your face and just try to help everyone out.
I feel bad for the employees.
Yeah.
The retail employees.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that this morning. I was talking about it, and it's like, you know, it's so great to have this long weekend, I bet, for a lot of people. 4-day weekend. They just chill back, do some shopping. There's a lot of people that do not.
No.
And they're out there running registers, and I bet you every fourth or fifth customer is a jerk.
Yeah.
There are a lot of jerks nowadays.
A lot of jerks nowadays.
It's not the register guy's fault.
No, it's the lack of common courtesy.
Yeah. She didn't price that shirt.
She's just checking
it out. She's just checking it out.
Yep. And you know what? She could totally be a seasonal and only started 2 days ago.
True.
So give
That's
her a
the
break.
Worst. Yeah.
Right? Give them a break.
She's had no training.
Right.
Poor.
And it's Black Friday.
Poor Christina.
So be nice.
Yeah.
Be thankful. Be loving. Be caring. And think of other people.
Yeah.
Not just yourself. If you're out shopping on Black Friday, you're already highly blessed.
Amen to that. That you're even able to be out there and do it?
And spending frivolous money.
Frivolous.
That's right.
I agree 100%. That's a great point.
Yeah,
the fact that we're even able to be out there and do this kind of an activity,
yep.
which is spend money, is a blessing.
Yeah.
And so why be an ass?
And go get some great Christmas presents. Hey, how about buy something for someone that you haven't thought about in a while?
Ooh, like who?
Anyone.
Yeah.
You got to pick your own friend list.
I'm thinking, man.
Right. It's hard, right?
It is hard.
Yeah. Someone who maybe needs a pick-me-up.
You know could use it.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yep.
The first one that pops into your head is probably the right one.
Absolutely.
Because that's human intuition. Yep. We know deep in our spirits.
Yep.
We just ignore.
Totally. So let's stop ignoring. Let's start listening.
Yeah.
And having common courtesy.
I love how this has turned around. This has really turned around. Cheers, bitches.
You
know?
Let's have a good day after Thanksgiving.
That's what it's about.
And come out and see us at the Candlelight Walk.
Please.
In downtown Littleton.
Please.
That's Littleton, Colorado, for those of you listening outside of our state.
Yeah.
As there's a lot of you. And we love you too. And we thank you too.
Yes. it's worth it. It's worth it, especially if you've got family in town.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother, Grandma Swallow, all she ever wanted every year was to go see those lights.
Really?
Oh, that's all she ever wanted.
So beautiful.
And she got older when she couldn't drive. You know, then she relied on my dad to take her because he was her only child.
Right.
And then when dad stopped taking her, then I would take her. In my Mustang, I took her in my Mustang, my long hair and my leather coat, and I got my grandma driving up and down Main Street. And that was after the lighting of the lights.
Yeah, but she wanted to go see
him. She was too old to go to the candlelight walk, but she just wanted to see him. Just drive me up and down the street.
But
she lived in Shawnee. She lived in Littleton, you know.
She loved her little Shawnee.
Since the 30s, some crap like that. So she was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Whoa. So it's worth it. Take your family, go down. It's so worth it. It's only, an hour, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Not very long.
It goes fast.
The lighting, I think,
parking.
Like steps off at 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. Yeah. So don't be late.
Yeah, and there's plenty of parking in downtown.
Come and see Santa.
Way more than you would think.
Come and see Santa. You know what? He needs our positive thoughts and energy to make his sled fly.
That's right.
So we need to.
Another reason to become a patron.
Absolutely.
So you can sing along with my songs.
Absolutely.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer
is singing loud for all to hear.
That is smart.
That's right. And tonight you might see Sean in an elf outfit. We'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I might elf it up. All right, here we go. Join us tonight, 36th Annual Littleton Candlelight Walk. I just want to double check on the time since I have this thing right here. Yep, entertainment begins at 5 p.m. Santa Claus is going to start making his way down Main Street at 6:30 p.m. So there's a huge window. You guys can come and enjoy entertainment, which means there's going to be carolers. There's going to be music floats, shimmering princesses. Oh,
they always have those like fun dancing Christmas trees. Well, and
don't they usually have princesses that could be or not? Bella or Little Mermaid things like that. They're always walking Main Street taking photos and stuff
and
like that.
Yes.
A lot of the shops are still open
you
for shopping.
Go to Ranky Brothers. Check it out there.
There are Christmas gifts in that Halloween store.
Absolutely.
Halloween store. Go buy yourself a mask. Santa will be heading down the street at 6:30, and as Santa goes, he waves at all the children. It's awesome. And the tree's light. Now I'm even a little bit more excited.
It is. Ooh, and you know what's fun?
Well, isn't there a picture of us just right there on that page?
Yep. And you know what's fun to do after that is go down to the melting pot and have chocolate.
Let's do that.
Have chocolate fondue.
We're doing that.
Okay.
Right. That's done. Plan done. We deserve that. We have earned that. As soon as we're done there, we're going to the melting pot because you sit in the bar.
Yeah.
If you just go sit in the bar at the melting pot, that's a little secret people don't know.
No.
You don't need a reservation. You sneak into the bar. So I'm just here for a drink and a dude.
No, they just tell them I want to in the bar. And they say, okay. They look at you like you're crazy. And then you order your chocolate. You can even order cheese and chocolate.
You can eat chocolate and cheese.
You can eat your whole meal in there if you want. At the bar. Yep. But I just think chocolate would be fun.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
And they light it on fire.
Some of them they do.
I
want to
do that one.
Isn't that the turtle?
It is the turtle.
Yeah.
Yes. Done. Oh, this diet has just become so great.
Yeah.
So come and join us.
Come and join us.
We'll crash the whole bar.
Right.
Kyle won't mind.
He won't. He'll
be there.
He loves it.
Yep, for sure. Oh, see, this day has just turned around so well.
I feel much better.
You should feel better. You're a beautiful, exciting, and vibrant young woman.
Thank you.
And my wife. You should look at this guy. How lucky he is. That's why I feel good.
Thanks, honey.
No, thank you, honey.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's the least I can do. It's just love you with everything.
I feel like I hear you in the background. It's your song. You're playing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go be happy today. That was yesterday. Oh, we missed Happy Thoughts Thursday yesterday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday was good yesterday because it was also good. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Boy, you got good ears. I wonder if everyone could hear that.
I am a mom.
Yeah, you
so
are.
So I hear everything.
And I'm a dad, so I don't hear anything.
That's true.
All right. Gorgeous.
Happy day after Thanksgiving, people. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Oh, just such a great weekend. And get out tonight.
Yeah,
bundle
come
up.
Out.
Come to downtown Littleton at 5 o'clock and see us on the east end by the park.
Just get some hand warmers.
There's only one park in downtown Littleton on Main Street, and we're going to be in it.
Be-ya.
So if you don't know where it is, go, hey, where's that park? And people will be like, that way.
That way.
That way. Towards the railroads.
You could walk up and down Main Street. You'll find us.
You'll find us because I will be maybe, I'll bring a bullhorn.
Ooh.
What if I brought a bell?
Sure.
Like sleigh bells ring.
I got a giant cowbell.
I just tinkle.
A red cowbell. And a white one.
We need more cowbell on Christmas.
Because they were made for Christmas.
Yes. You know what? The sleigh bells are overrated.
I have sleigh bells, like four different kinds.
I know. You have the real ones.
I got four different
flavors
of sleigh bells.
We should have had those right now. Ching, ching, ching. All right. We need to start some more Christmas-themed stuff.
I'll get on it.
All right.
Tomorrow, I'll put up Christmas.
Tomorrow, we're going to start a little Christmas around the house. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday. Mm-hmm. We'll just pitter-putter around in our jammies.
Mm-hmm, in our naked jammies.
And just our slippers. And that's it, with the heat cranked to 82.
That's right.
It'll 82. Be fine. It'll be fun.
That's right.
We'll have we got a monkey bread in there.
Ooh, monkeys.
Just be you and I.
I love monkeys.
And we'll take down some of this Halloween pornography. And we'll put up some Christmas nudes.
Christmas nudes. I'm on it. I'm looking that. I'm getting them right now.
You know, little elves in seductive little low-cut outfits.
I think that if you Googled Christmas nudes, you'd get some good stuff.
Totally. That's what we need. If you've got some Christmas nudes, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. We'll put them up in the house.
Well, maybe not.
We'll definitely look at them.
Okay. On that note, we love you people.
We love all of you. Have a great day.
Have a good Friday.
Laugh today.
Be careful out there. Yeah. Those ruts in the road are bad.
Those roady ruts.
Goodbye.
No, what are you talking about? Goodbye. You didn't say goodbye.
I don't know.
Beautiful. Sing us out, Shana.
I sure do love you, Mr. Swallow.
I sure do love you, Mrs. Swallow. I could top you with this look. I sure am the luckiest man in the world being married to you, Mrs. Swallow.
Oh, you are.
Put on your house robe.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
It's the Swallow.